This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Having a job title like Daredevil, you have to assume that there's going to be some danger to your job.
Yeah, you could die.
That is possible. I don't know if you saw the story over the weekend, but actually out at the Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival, they had a Daredevil out there. He was doing the human cannonball exercise when, things didn't go as planned. He's okay, but he ended up hitting the pavement.
Oh.
Had to get transported. They said he's going to be fine. But that just got me thinking, like, you know, when you make your career choice, you kind of have to do the pros and cons. And a job like that, I think the big con would be there's a potential for some serious danger.
Yes, as he experienced, and we're glad he's okay. Same with every profession, though. There's always some sort of danger to your job, right? Like, what do you think our dangers are?
Oh, well, ours are saying the wrong thing.
Right.
I mean, that's luckily why we have a button right here on the board that if we do say the wrong thing, we can press it and people don't hear what we say. But I would say that's probably the biggest one for me.
That's the biggest danger, either accidentally cursing on air or saying something. Because when we're having a conversation, you forget what you're saying sometimes because right. I know you well. And then you got to go back and say, did I really say that? Uh-oh, this could get me in some trouble here.
Nowadays anything you say could get you in trouble. I would say the danger level of that is maybe a 2.
Yep.
Compared to, say, a Daredevil.
Yeah, so landing on concrete on your head.
Right. Exactly. Thank God for the helmet. But when it comes to your profession, what is the most dangerous aspect?
Okay, we want to hear from you. Let us know. 888-431-3764. Text or give us a call. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.
What are the odds that stuntman's listening from last week?
Please call again.
Yeah, right?
What's the most dangerous part of your job? We're talking about this after a stuntman did a cannonball and fell on his head on the pavement at the Riverside County Fair. Luckily, he's okay.
Yeah, and I mean, when you sign up to be a Daredevil, you know the danger level's going to be a little high. Some of these jobs that we're hearing about, I would not assume that. Janae and Loma Linda, what's the most dangerous part about your job?
I'm an ER nurse, so definitely being assaulted and potentially hurt by a patient at work.
And you are not the first nurse we're hearing from. There are a lot of text messages, nurse saying the same thing that, yeah, the world's got a little crazy for you guys and you're just trying to help people.
Exactly.
Just explain that to me, though. You're in the emergency room. People are fighting for their lives, obviously. Why are they attacking you or potentially attacking you?
Patients that are on drugs or are very drunk and don't want to be there.
Appreciate what you do.
Well, and you know, I would think like being in an ER, I'd worry about like the diseases and things that come through the door. It's sad that you have to worry about the patients.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the ER. You can't work there for 15 years and be worried about the diseases.
You get over that quick.
Yeah, exactly. My immune system's pretty good.
Well, thank you for what you do. And the other nurses texted in. Thank you guys as well. 909 here says, this is another one. I wouldn't think of this. I'm a special education teacher. I've been for 24 years. The most dangerous part of my job is being kicked, slapped. I've been given a fat lip. I've had my shirt ripped off, chairs thrown at me. You name it, you'd be shocked how dangerous a special education classroom can be.
I wouldn't even think of that.
Right?
And I appreciate the person more now. I mean, at least they can be a boxer where they can at least hit someone back. instead of just take it the whole time. 707, works for a telecommunications company, has to climb in some holes that are sometimes 45 feet deep.
Oh.
And the worst thing is, they say, being killed by faulty ground or someone accidentally back power to transmission lines.
Could you imagine being down there? My claustrophobia would get the best of me.
I can't.
There's no way.
I can't. I went on a mining thing once and I had nightmares for weeks. It was horrible.
We want to hear about your job and what is the most dangerous aspect of your job? You could call or text us. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. Every job has some level of danger to it, some more than others, but we're finding out this morning there are some that I would not even think of.
That's the crazy part, learning about how dangerous a job can be that we would never have assumed so.
Okay, I have never talked about this on air before.
Oh, this is what I like.
Yeah, I've never mentioned it, but probably one of the dangers that goes with our job is I've had death threats here before. Of people that were upset of something I said or whatever, and like had to go take legal action to actually get restraining orders.
Was this years ago or?
This was a couple years ago.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I actually didn't know that.
That's one of the things. It's like, wow, you wouldn't think of that, but this world is crazy and you never know.
I'm really sorry I heard that. Sorry.
Carlos and Colton, what's the most dangerous part of your job?
So I deliver construction equipment. The most dangerous part of my job is the people just not caring for. We're sometimes on the side of the road and they just fly by me.
Ugh.
That's the thing that scares me the most. Just getting hit by a car and then wrapping it up right there.
Have you had any close calls? Like every day, I guess.
Yes, in Cabazon, I was delivering out of South Tower and two cars just drag racing. They just flew right by me. Not one care in the world.
Working with our freeways in general would be terrifying. Deneen in Cypress, what's the most dangerous part of your job?
Mine isn't as intense, but it could be. I'm in the financial industry, and so I deal with everybody's retirement, their life savings. So calculations and making sure money goes to the correct people's accounts and invested into their right thing so they don't lose everything.
That's terrifying.
Have you ever had any irate customers come after you?
I have. And they came into the office and came after me.
Oh, my gosh.
So
it's more than just a mean phone call.
Yes.
Would never have thought of that.
No, not in a million years. Kerry in Riverside. Worked for animal control for 43 years.
Wow.
Today's the 39th anniversary of getting my finger bit off by a dog.
Oh.
I can't really say happy anniversary, even though it's the anniversary, right?
I don't think that's something that you celebrate.
Okay.
But it's definitely something that you know. 424 says, most dangerous part of my job, I work for a structural engineering firm. If we make one miscalculation, the structure can tumble down.
Oh, fools.
Could you imagine that pressure?
No, I can't.